Hello, I'm Sylvia Ashbullard. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the largest Conservative majority since the 1980s shows that getting Brexit done has now proved to be the will of the British people. Johnson told cheering supporters this morning that Britain will leave the European Union by January 31st. For many voters, the election offered an unpalatable choice, with both Johnson and his main opponent, Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, having personal approval ratings in negative territory. Approval of two articles of impeachment against U.S. President Donald Trump is expected today in the House Judiciary Committee. The panel slogged for more than 14 hours through raucous debate yesterday that split sharply along party lines. At the heart of the impeachment is the Democratic allegations that Trump abused the power of his office by withholding military aid to Ukraine in exchange for a public announcement of investigations into his political rivals. The president has long said he did nothing wrong. Expectations of a U.S.-Chinese trade truce are rising, even as Beijing accuses Washington of unfairly attacking its economy. A Chinese foreign ministry spokeswoman said any deal to settle their 17-month-old tariff war must be mutually beneficial. Win-win. A senior Trump administration official said an announcement regarding China would take place today. The Chinese spokeswoman gave no confirmation of that. The bodies of six people have been recovered days after a deadly volcanic eruption on a small island in New Zealand. Police and military specialists launched a risky operation to recover the remains just after sunrise. Eight military specialists wearing protective clothing and using breathing masks conducted the recovery. I'm Sylvia Ashbullard with news from around the world.